This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
This episode of 19 Cats and Counting is brought to you by Meow Greens. Get a free Jumpstart trial bag for your cat today. Go to meowgreens.com and use promo code 19cats.
Hello, my cat-loving friends. So you know Rita and I are always trying to bring you the big news. And FIP, which has been killing our cats for years, and we've been working so hard on getting a cure, and this is just life-altering news. If you have a cat, you need to know about this, and we need your help. So stay tuned for a word from our amazing sponsor, whom we appreciate so much, and we will be right back and get into it and explain. Be right back.
You know, it's tough watching our 30 sanctuary cats age, and, you know, they're developing health issues and they're just slowing down since we cater to seniors. We're always looking for ways to improve their health and happiness. And that's why we're taking the Meow Greens 90-Day Challenge, right, Linda?
Yes, I'm so excited. We love the natural stuff. And Meow Greens was invented by a naturopathic doctor, Dr. Dennis Black. They say you'll see changes in just 30 days, like a shinier coat and increased energy. In 60 days, a stronger immune function and improved joint function. At 90 days, you'll see better digestion, reduced inflammation, and improved heart health. It might even reduce cancer risk. And you don't have to change their food. You just add this. Rita, how could we get everybody to try this?
Well, right now, our listeners can pounce, get it, on their free Jumpstart trial bag for their cat's health. Just go to roughgreens.com, use our promo code 19cats. That's roughgreens.com. And if you use the promo code 19cats, all you have to cover is the cost of shipping.
Yes, I am so excited to watch the changes in our cats, and I want our listeners to all try this out. It's free, just the cost of shipping, free. And let us know the improvements you're seeing. Remember, that's rough, R-U-F-F, greens.com, promo code 19cats.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to 19 Cats and Counting. I am your co-host, Linda Hall. I do not have my BFF ride or die with me today, Rita. She has been a little under the weather and wasn't up to it. But we're going to plug on without her. I am so excited because we have Peter Cohen here. He's just one of our favorite human beings in the world. His heart is pure. He does so much for the cats. I can't even. And FIP, that's kind of his niche. So welcome back, Peter. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's so good to be back again.
Oh, you know we love you.
And Smokey is joining us. Smokey's right.
Yes, if you are seeing the video version and you look to, it would be Peter's right, my left as I'm looking. This is Smokey. And Smokey really shouldn't be here because Smokey got FIP at just 17 weeks. And how old did you say Smokey's turning?
He's going to be 9 this year.
We love those. I got chills. I love those stories. So Smokey got FIP. Can you give us a brief explanation? What is FIP?
So FIP stands for feline infectious peritonitis. It is an autoimmune disease. And until 2016, it was always fatal with cats. And it is still fatal with cats without treatment. In 2016, Smokey got into the very first drug trial at UC Davis. He was one of 20 cats. Only 7 survived. He's one of them. And they used basically human antiviral drugs to treat and cure FIP. And it is now a treatable disease.
And look at him. Look at him. You are a warrior, my baby. We're so happy you're here. So how do they get it? Is this something that they're born with? Is this something they're catching from others? Are my cats safe because they're in the house?
So FIP comes when the normally harmless and very, very common coronavirus in cats, almost all cats have it. Usually it's just a cold and they get over it. But in 1-2% of felines, and this includes lions and tigers and whatnot, it mutates into FIP. And the triggers are not completely understood, but it attacks young cats and older cats, that is cats with either underdeveloped or compromised immune systems usually, although it can attack any age cats. And it's just they go through these mutations and the triggers can be stress, can be a weakened immune system, not really sure, and also just bad luck.
That's very much like it is with people, right? Like, you know, you have something and you don't know it until something triggers it and sets it off. So that makes perfect sense. And Smokey got into this trial like 8+ years ago, but we still didn't really get anywhere until recently. Until recently, if you took your cat to the vet and it was determined your cat had FIP, there's a very big chance your vet was going to say, I'm so sorry, this is fatal, euthanize or take him home.
Yeah, it's a long, complicated story, but basically Smokey was cured in 2016. In 2019, the main drug, GS, it's abbreviated GS, became available mostly from Chinese suppliers online, and we created FIP orders to help people connect with those drugs. And from 2019 on, we were helping cats all over the world connect with these black market, not approved drugs that actually work. And our group alone, FIP Warriors, has over 90,000 human members all over the world. And we have cured hundreds of thousands of cats. And there are many, many other groups we work with now, the same thing. So it became treatable, but these drugs were not approved. And so it was this weird gray area. And many vets were afraid because they legally couldn't prescribe it. And what they couldn't do varied from country and from state. But then in last year, in 2014, finally, in the U.S., it became prescribable in the form of compounded GS, which is the FDA saying, because there are no approved drugs, we're going to look the other way, and compounding pharmacies can make this drug. And GS, the patent, is owned by Gilead Sciences, and they looked the other way, and everyone's looking the other way, and the drugs became available. So today, vets can easily prescribe this drug. The FIP Warriors and other groups are still vital because lots of times the cats need meds right away, and prescriptions take a while. So we still connect people with the meds, but we work with vets and we work with these online pharmacies. And it is the people mostly can buy them from online pharmacies now. So it's a huge step forward. And as I said, it is now treatable.
Amazing. And what you were doing was so, you know, when Reed and I first got into the cat business, we kept hearing over and over, oh, this cat passed because of FIP. This cat passed because of FIP. Then we started getting every once in a while somebody who said, yeah, I got with FIP Warriors. We've had a couple of people. And what it's going to take them so long to get the meds. So they would put the money, but then they would get help from someone else. And then when they got the meds, they'd pass it on. And it was like this seriously huge global community effort for the cats that blew my doors off. And you are so instrumental in helping that. I know you are not a lone wolf, but baby, you've done a lot. And every single person that donated to FIP Warriors made this happen and saved all these lives. And while we certainly wanted an answer, it was a really cool thing to hear about everybody coming together that way. You moved mountains.
I'm just one little part. So to be clear, Zen by Cat, which is our legal 501c3 nonprofit, we are dedicated to funding FIP research. And FIP Warriors, which we co-founded but is separate, is dedicated to helping today's cats get cured. And I just want to shout out, FIP Warriors now belongs to a coalition that includes other groups like FIP Freelance Hope and Support, Help for FIP, FIP Global Support, FIP Cause of Hope. All these groups who are sprung up all over the world work together, and they cure today's cats. But our mission remains funding FIP research. And people always ask, if there are drugs, why do we need research?
So that was my next question. What now? We got the drugs. Are we there? We're not there yet.
We need research because, one, we are basically relying on GS, one drug, and Dr. Peterson, who was the amazing researcher who worked with others, but mainly found this cure, said we need a cocktail of drugs. You cannot rely on one drug or you're going to get resistance. And two, the holy grail, we want a vaccine. And a huge news, UC Davis, where Smokey was cured, announced that they are shortly going to start trials for a new vaccine. There was a vaccine years ago, but it failed. It didn't work. Hopefully the new one works, but we fund research through the Every Cat Health Foundation. We fund researchers all over the world, including UC Davis, trying to find the vaccine, trying to find better drugs. So please, 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 none of this amazing news would have happened if people hadn't donated before, and especially in the climate of our world today. Animal research funding is really hard to get to come by. So we ask everyone, it doesn't matter where you fund, but Zen by Cat, our nonprofit, is a great way to fund. The main way we raise money is getting people to give $10 monthly donations. We have no pay positions. We guarantee that nine of those $10 goes directly to researchers through the BREEA Fund at Every Cat Health Foundation, though 10% we keep helps, doesn't cover, but helps offset our outreach where we connect people, today's cats, to get treatment. So all of your money is helping cats. It's the best $10 you could spend a month. We make it easy to quit. It's no problem. And you can join Send by Cat FIP Warriors Club. Please help us go forward. Smokey, I want to say, since Smokey's cure, he has helped raise over $500,000 and his goal is $1 million. So help Smokey get to $1 million donation. That's what Dr. Peterson said they needed, and we're only halfway there. Please consider joining.
Hey, you're halfway there. That's pretty good. And you know, every drop counts. And you're right. Times are tough. Eggs or buy a car. Let's think about this. It's rough out there. Our money is precious, but I have a personal belief that I don't get rewarded by whatever you believe, God, the universe, whatever. I don't get rewarded unless I give. So I can't hold too tight. I have to give a little something. And even if it's a dollar, that dollar was someone else's dollar, was someone else's dollar, was someone else's dollar, right? This really helps and makes the difference.
Everything. Yes. And when we started, all cats died and people still donated. And now we're just asking, if you've cured your cat, help pay it forward. If we get this vaccine, no one has to treat again and we will have ended a horrific disease. And I want to say that the research that went into FIP research directly helped them find treatment for COVID in humans. So even if you're not an animal lover, when you give to animal research, it comes back. It comes back to you.
Uh-huh. I was actually going to mention that. We spoke with Steve Dale, who is involved in everything that's related to cats or dogs. I don't think the man sleeps. Anyway,
he's on the board of Every Cat Health Foundation.
He's on almost every board, Peter. He's on a lot of boards. Seriously, I don't know what the man does. He's always traveling somewhere. We're in Cleveland. I'm seeing the Cat Fanciers Expo. There's Steve. He's on a stage.
Yes.
Everywhere. Anyway, he was talking about the COVID connection. You know, that's very personal to me and a lot of people out there. I lost my son-in-law to COVID in 2020. I held his hand while he took his last breath. And I was in ICU for a few days with it. And I almost didn't make it through. So COVID is caused by corona, as is FIP. There is a connection. And Steve was talking about that remdesivir, whatever it is. I can't say that
word. The parent drug of GS441524, the drug we use to cure cat, is remdesivir. And ironically, because Gilead sells that to treat COVID in humans, that's why they won't license it for cats. That was a little negative rebound. But anyway, they wouldn't have found the treatment for COVID so quickly without all the research that had been done with FIP.
Thank you. I was going to ask you about that because that's pretty much what I got out of Steve. And I was like, all right, thankful at this point because, yeah, it was 2020 was just a disaster. And, you know, no more. So, yeah, it benefits everyone. So we have to stop and take a break, but we'll be right back. And I got a little challenge I'm thinking of. So stay tuned. We'll be back after this word from our sponsor.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to 19 Cats and Counting. I am Linda Hall here with the amazing Peter Cohen. And we have gotten the greatest news. You know, we've got these answers. We're here with Smokey. If you can see the video version, he's all decked out. He's quite the guy. And he is really trying to raise $1 million, which is what we need. And that sounds like it's really far away, but we're halfway there, right? So all these little drips and drops add up and contribute to the pile. So, you know, Peter made a comment about if you've had a cat that's had FIP. And I really want to challenge everybody that has had a cat that has experienced this. Just a dollar. You can give more. We'll take it. But just a dollar. I can't imagine how many people have gone through this. If you've lost your cat to FIP, you know this pain. You want to save others. And you want justice. You want an answer so this doesn't happen again. If you've lost someone to COVID like I have, give a buck, right? You know, this is really going to add up. I really want to see what we can do as a community, because I know we have some amazing listeners. And like I said, a buck. And Deadpool's behind me yawning. I don't know if I'm boring him or what's happening right now.
And people often say, you know, could we try to get people to give us $10 a month? They say, oh, I thought it was too little. It didn't make a difference. Zimba Cat donates about $100,000 a year now. And more than half of that comes from $10 monthly donors. It really, really adds up. In fact, if we ever got 5,000 monthly donors, that's $1 million a year. So people, it's two cups of coffee. We trying to make it so it doesn't break your budget.
Absolutely.
But you can make a huge difference. And Pat up, we send you a free warrior t-shirt. Yours will have sleeves. And also Smokey will Zoom with you. Anyone who signs up.
Stop it. We want to Zoom with Smokey. Unless you have guns like Peter does and then you want the cutoff shirt. But if you want the sleeves, like some of us who have a little aged arms.
I have a condition in Japanese. It's called Atsugari, which is always hot. I'm always too hot.
Oh, that's it. That's it. I can relate to that a little bit, but that's called menopause. That's a whole different thing. Anyway. You know, and I'm told that we have 22,000 impressions a month that people listen to us. If 22,000 people gave $1, that's $22,000. That's a huge impact. That's huge. Never look down on your dollar. And yeah, you can do the $10 or you do, you know, whatever you can do is great. But yeah, I think what you said is true. We often don't feel like what we have to give is going to cause enough impact.
Right. That's another reason we set up that program, because when we have fundraisers, it's often the same people who give and give and give. And we are trying to spread that out.
Another we have reason that experience.
When I was fortunate enough to meet Dr. Peterson, he pointed out, he said, look, if one person gave $100 million, no drug company will make such a drug. What they want to see is that there's a market, that there's an interest, that people will pay for these drugs. So the fact that we get more people who will donate, that encourages drug company to say, hey, there's actually people who will buy these drugs.
That is an amazing point. Yeah, you don't want somebody's, you know, one special interest as people do when they donate a large amount of money.
Don't misunderstand me, but it also helps to see lots and lots of people supporting the research.
Yes. Yeah. And to know that it's a need out there. Yeah. FIP is, people often, there's a lot of confusion. The F illnesses, right? FIV, FLV, FIP. And I always say, you know, if I've got my choice, FIV is the one I'll take and FIP is the last on my list.
Yes. One more important thing I want to point out is that there is no definitive test for FIP, and people often confuse the test for coronavirus. And it has nothing to do with that, because the coronavirus is a common, not deadly, not, it doesn't hurt the cat at all. And most cats will test positive for that. So that kind of test, it doesn't help you. The way we diagnose FIP is a full blood panel. There are a whole bunch of markers and an observation. We get to an 80% diagnosis within one day. And then we encourage, we meaning vets, encourage people to start treatment. The drugs are very, very safe. And what we try to avoid is people spending thousands of dollars and lots of time chasing 100% diagnosis. And in the meantime, the cat either dies or the cat parent runs out of money. Instead of just starting treatment quickly and the cat responds and you know you're on the right track. If you're not on the right track, these drugs will not hurt the cat.
We've heard so many times of clients that, you know, they, by the time they figured it out, it was really too late. They're, you know, maybe a couple of days or something.
Right. And Dr. Peterson was a strong advocate that a vet should be able to get to an 80% diagnosis with a full blood panel in one day.
Good. Yes. Yeah. We have heard that. I remember a client saying, yeah, I was trying to get the drugs, but, you know, 2 days later, the cat was gone. So, yeah, we need help and we need it right now. And we need to be able to get it immediately. So the vets can prescribe you now. It's legal, right? Like they can say, okay, this is FIP and here's what we were going to do about it.
The vets can prescribe you, but also work with FIP Warriors and all these other groups I mentioned. They will help you through the 12-week process. They will help your vet because they work with a lot of vets. Again, FIP Warriors, these groups don't claim to you vets. They're not trying to get in between you and your vet. They're actually trying to help your vet talk to other vets and talk to people who have a lot of experience with this. because it is a 12-week treatment. And while it absolutely works, it's a process. And they have 2016, so they have 9 years experience. Well, 2019, so they have 6 years experience treating cats.
It's frustrating how long these things take. They're the politics and everything. And I felt for the vets for a while there because they legally couldn't say we can do this for so long. Like a lot of the vets were saying, reach out to FIP warriors and giving people a little nudge. But yeah, legally, they couldn't even treat it.
Yeah, it's been a long, complicated process with everyone on all sides in difficult positions. But in the end, we've saved cats. We are saving cats. And that should be the focus. And I want to say that the groups have split again and again. And with humans involved, there's always drama. But 99.9% of all the people around the world working in these groups to save cats are working to save cats.
Absolutely. I was not aware of the drama, but it does not surprise me. There's drama in everything, right? I don't care what you belong to. There's going to be drama there. But
you put humans in the world and there's drama.
Cat people, though, are really good at working together for the cats. Cat lovers, we're a special breed. There's just something different about us.
Yes. And the coalition is one of the most amazing things because these are people who split and made their own groups and then came back together. And a huge shout out to all of them. Again, if you go to a Facebook FIP Warriors Universal Coalition page, you can see all the different groups we work with. And we are zenbycat.org. That will land you on the donation page. We ask you to sign up. And also, if you ever have need any information or need treatment, please reach out to us and we will connect you with these groups and you can get treatment. We can get treatment usually within 24 hours anywhere in the world. We can get someone the drug to start treatment, which is an amazing accomplishment by these groups.
That is amazing. And I know you're a small part of it and you're humble, but you really have tirelessly worked for this, for no benefit of your own, but for your love of cats. And I'm sorry if I'll have to pat you on the back a little bit and
cats are
tell you
so
that we
easy
appreciate
to love,
what you're
though.
Doing. Tell me about it. I
Look
agree.
At Smokey. Look at
I
Smokey.
Know. I absolutely agree with you. Not everyone does, but yes. But you're on the outside your home. And I think it was really important to find out how the cats can catch it because sometimes people get feeling very safe. Oh, my cat can't get blank because they don't ever go outside, blah, blah, blah. Well, y'all, we're bringing corona into our homes and we're passing it on to our cats. And a cat, it's just a fact of life and usually they get over it. But
and some people try to eliminate the coronavirus from their cats. And that is, this is an opinion, but that is a fool's errand. And Dr. Peterson has spoken widely about it. And also, you should not use these drugs to try to eliminate the coronavirus because that's like treating your kids with antibiotics every day. It's just a bad idea. Coronavirus is everywhere. If you manage to get rid of it in your house, someone can walk in with it. The cat goes to the vet.
For those of you who are hearing the audio version, a cat just, you know, cats. There's always cats in the background pulling something. It was just funny.
So you shouldn't be afraid. And then also, if your cat does get FIP, it's treatable. And people often get terrified then of FIP. It is still a relatively rare disease, 1-2%. And again, the good news is, you know, it's a weird transformation. It used to be before 2019, when we thought a cat had FIP, we were hoping that it was cancer because cancer is at least treatable. Now it's reversed. Now we hope it's FIP because FIP is so much more treatable than cancer. So yeah, it's a huge step forward in a long battle. I've only been doing this since 2016. Huge shout out to Dr. Niels Peterson, who's now retired. He started working on FIP in 1964, and he was able to cure it before he retired. Well, actually, I think he was technically retired. He spent 50 years on it. So
literally his life's work, literally a life mission.
So to honor him too, please donate so we can finally get a vaccine and just make this a bad memory.
Yes. Whatever your reason is, you know, we're not like, you know, I'm not walking around saying my cats are safe, right? Anything.
Even if you don't want to donate, if you like cats, please check out ZenbyCat or House of Neko. We have we're on all the major platforms and we have thousands of videos. And even if you just want to watch cat videos, we have 29 cats who live in our cat house. Again, no money we raise goes to us. We pay for our own cats. We just use their cuteness to help raise money for FIP.
They do help. I know they do. Yes. Yeah. And you've got great, just, I have to be honest with you, really stressful days. I look for your videos when I'm ready to lose it and I need a Xanax.
And I guess the last thing I want to say is I try not to people come to me for cats. They like to watch cats. They come to me to help with FIP or get help with FIP. But I do want to say the world is pretty messed up right now, and we need more compassion. We need to fight back against a lot of the bad things that are happening. And I have other platforms where I speak out quite clearly. I try not to do this on this platform, but we need more compassion in this world and less evil. I'll leave it at that.
Thinking about that today, I want to go back to the 60s. I want to be a hippie and sing songs about love and peace. This is where we need to be.
The 60s is a good comparison. We need more people to speak out. You see something that's not right. Remaining silent is agreeing with the bad thing that you're not speaking out against. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Imagine if all of these FIP warriors had just, oh, that's sad. You know, and not done anything. We don't solve anything by just living with it and dealing with it alone, right? We have to come together. We have to show love, and we have to love what makes our country great, diversity and who we are. And yes, and cats, of course, yes. Always cats.
Smokey fell asleep.
Oh, sweet baby. You imagine he would have been gone over 8 years ago, all that life.
Yes, and he went through a twice daily painful injection for 12 weeks at a time that we didn't know it worked, that the cats in the study were dying. It was a very, very, and very painful, and he survived. So he's 9.
I can't imagine.
One of the oldest living survivors, so they expect him to live a full life, and once he does, we can definitively say this is a lifetime cure. The people ask, can they get FIP again? We think they have the same chances. It's a they're a cured cat and they could get it again, but we'll know when he reaches 20, hopefully.
Yes. Well, and hopefully, as rare as it is, it's like lightning doesn't strike twice, right? Hopefully, since it's not incredibly common, lightning won't strike twice on him anyway. We've come a long way, but we're not done yet. And I meant it. Please, anything you can do, but honestly, a dollar. You've got a cat. If you don't have a cat that's had FIP, I'm looking behind me at one of the new kittens who have lost their mind. They're terrorists in this house anyway. They're taking over, the three of them. But, they could end up with FIP. I want this. I want this bad. I don't have any cat that needs it right now, but I got 12 cats in the house. What's the chances, right? My odds. And they're always coming in. So zenbycat.org, right?
Yes, zenbycat.org, and you can find ZenbyCat on all the major platforms.
Yes.
To donate, or even if you just want videos. And just following us and sharing is another way to help. If you can't donate money, every time you share one of our videos, we grow.
Yes, give it a heart. It helps the little algorithms. Make a little comment. Say thanks.
We also welcome visitors. If you're ever going to be in Santa Barbara, California, let us know. You can visit Smokey and meet his 28 friends and see our cat house, which is quite famous just because of the catwalks that...
Oh, it is. They... And it's just so sad. Like, I want to move in with you for like... I want you to do like a B&B situation. It's just the music. You guys, you got to go check out the social media. The music and the fountains and the running water and the colors.
And the cats.
You just get... You just get enveloped in peace. Like, I just feel like all of my anxiety would be cured if I could move in with you. I really... It's just amazing.
And it's called cat therapy.
It absolutely is. And just watching the cats moving around and some of the things that you have done, the catification that you have done is extraordinary. Like you are the model. So yeah, go check it out.
I have very talented carpenters and artists that work for me. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a dream, that house. So yeah. So any parting words, any last words?
No, just check out ZenbyCat and know that FIP is treatable, but we need more research funding, and come visit.
Yes. Yeah,
this is Nugget. Here's Nugget.
Hey, Nugget. Hi, baby. He looks like he has eyebrows. Okay.
Nugget is an honorary FIP where she's never had FIP, but she helps raise money too.
Yes, she does. And we're going to make sure that Nugget doesn't ever have to die from FIP. Okay. That's the plan here. So... check out ZenbyCat. Go to ZenbyCat.org. Seriously, a dollar. That's all I'm asking. But more if you got it. And check out the social media. Like I said, you can support creators just by liking their stuff, making a little comment. It gets them out more. It makes them get more followers, which can help lead to revenue at some point. So,
yes,
absolutely. There are many ways you can help without spending money if you don't have a dollar. We've got other ways you can help. We've always got other ways you can help.
Yeah.
Thank you, Peter, for coming back. And thank you for all the work that you do for our cats, because we all benefit from what you're doing. So
thank you for having me again.
Oh, anytime. Open door, you know. Save the link. Just sign yourself up. Brilliant. Peter's coming back. Yay. And I got to thank my Rita, even though she wasn't here today. She is still my partner, my ride or die. My partner in crime, but we don't talk about the crimes. And Mark Winter, who does such an amazing job of always making us look and sound good and takes care of Pet Life Radio so we can do this. Just film it and go. It's a good life. Everybody remember, every day is Catter Day. Have a good one. Thanks for tuning in.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.